Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Whew, I'm glad to be done with that Bathsheba stuff, aren't you? but wait, there's more. Don't you know David was glad to be done with that? Okay. Yeah, sort of sad Uriah died. Yeah, sort of sad some other soldiers died because of this. Yeah, you know, he tried to cover up his sin in a particular kind of way. It didn't work out. But, you know, in the end, Uriah's gone. In the end, he gets the girl. In the end, the girl's going to have a baby. And so all is well, right? Well, I hope you can hear my tongue firmly planted in my cheek, because chapter 12, listen to this, verse 1. Then, okay, then, that's the first word. So that means after what we just read right here. Then the Lord sent Nathan to David. Now, this is the same Nathan we've seen before that was a prophet, the one when David said, you know, hey, you know, I'm living in this beautiful house right here, and God's living over there in a tent. I need to build him a house. That Nathan. Then the Lord sent Nathan. So it's the Lord who sends Nathan. And he comes to David. And Nathan came to David and said this. So he's about to tell him a story, a little parable right here, a story. And here's the story. There were two men in one city, the one rich and the other poor. The rich man had a great many flocks and herds, but the poor man had nothing except one little ewe lamb, which he bought and nourished. And it grew up together with him and his children. It would eat of his bread and drink of his cup and lie in his bosom, and he was like a daughter to him. So let me interrupt right here. So you hear the context, right? You got a rich man, you got a poor man. Rich man's got a lot of flocks, a lot of herds. Poor man just has this one little lamb, this one little ewe, that's literally a family pet. You know, eats the bread from the table, drinks from his cup, lies in his bosom, plays with his children, grows up with his children. Now, verse 4. Now, a traveler came to the rich man, and he, the rich man, was unwilling to take from his own flock or his own herd to prepare for the wayfarer who had come to him. Rather, he took the poor man's ewe lamb and prepared it for the man who had come to him. So the rich man takes the poor man's one lamb and kills it and makes a meal of it for this traveling wayfarer that's just passing through. That's as far as Nathan gets with the story. Because verse 5 says this. Then David's anger burned greatly against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, surely the man who has done this deserves to die. He must make restitution for the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing and had no compassion." So what's David's response to what Nathan's telling him? Well, his anger. He's burning with great anger against the man. And that gives me a little bit of a hint about something. You know, I don't want to be dogmatic about anything. But even when I started this right here, I introduced this, that this was a parable-like kind of thing. But apparently, David didn't know that it was a parable, didn't know that it was a story, didn't know that it was a tale here for a purpose, because he reacts with anger. I mean, this "as the Lord lives" thing, okay? He reacts with anger, "as the Lord lives," and then he declares what the verdict is. The verdict is this guy deserves to die. The rich man that did this deserves to die. But then he says he must make restitution for the lamb fourfold. So there must be restitution for this poor man. The rich man deserves to die. He didn't say he was going to kill him, but he deserves to die. And then he must make restitution. Why? Because he did this thing and he had no compassion. Then verse 7, one of the most profound statements in all of Scripture. Nathan said to David, "You are the man. You are the man." And then Nathan continues. He doesn't stop right there. He says, "You are the man. Thus says the Lord." So now he's given the directed word of the Lord. And well, was the account before not the word of the Lord? Well, I think it was, because it says that the Lord sent Nathan. So he gave him that, and now he's given him the declaration of the Lord. And he says, "Thus says the Lord, God of Israel." And here's what the Lord says to David. "It is I who anointed you king over Israel, and it is I who delivered you from the hand of Saul. I also gave you your master's house and your master's wives." He's speaking of him. "I gave you your house. I gave you your wives into your care. And I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. And if that had been too little, I would have added to you many more things like this." If the house wasn't enough, if the wives weren't enough, you wanted more houses, more wives, I would have given it to you. Verse 9, the Lord's still speaking. "Why have you despised the word of the Lord by doing evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword, have taken his wife to be your wife, and have killed him with the sword of the sons of Ammon." Now, therefore, now the Lord's going to bring forth a conclusion and a term of judgment here. "Now, therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house, because you have despised me and have taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be your wife. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will raise up evil against you from your own household. I will even take your wives before your eyes and give them to your companion, and he will lie with your wives in broad daylight. Indeed, you did it secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and under the sun." Woo! That's the Lord. That's what the Lord is saying through the prophet to David. So what's David's response? Verse 13. "Then David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said to David, the Lord also has taken away your sin, and you shall not die. However, because of this deed, you have given occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also that is born to you shall surely die." The Lord had revealed to Nathan what had happened. David comes and says, "I've sinned against the Lord." He repented. And Nathan says, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You shall not die." That is a picture of the salvation we experience through the blood of Jesus. But notice what it says. The Lord took away the sin. He's covered it up. He's taken away this sin. "However, because this deed gave occasion for the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme God, because it gave them opportunity to blaspheme God, there's going to be punishment. And the punishment for you is that this child that is born to you shall die." I know most time we go, "Well, that's a punishment to the child. How horrible for the child." Not really. The child is being taken straight to eternity in the very presence of God. It's a punishment for David. It's a punishment for the mom, Bathsheba. Okay? The child did not get to live a long life. We view that to be a punishment. Really? Great thing. The child's taken into the presence of the Most High God. We're going to see how David continues to react to this and the impact that it has. Remember what he said right here, that the sword is not going to leave, depart from the house of David because of what he's done, because he despised God and led other people in despising and blaspheming the enemies of the Lord, blaspheming the Lord. Oh, well, we'll see more about this as we go. I'll see y'all next time. Goodbye.